Answers Magazine, Volume 12.1, page 78, Speak Up, Helping Others Find Healing After Abortion. Unmarried and pregnant at age 18, Sue Lilienberg chose to end her unborn child's life. Over the next 10 years, she went into a tailspin of guilt, loss, and shame. Then a coworker who did not know about Sue's abortion lovingly told her that we can be forgiven because Christ paid the penalty for our sins when he died on the cross. Sue couldn't believe anyone would want to forgive her, but the Lord broke through and changed her heart. About a year after her conversion, Sue's conscience again tormented her. "I know God can forgive me," she thought, "but how can he forgive me for that?" She intensely studied the Bible and found healing that freed her from guilt and shame. Soon, Sue began to share with other post-abortive women what she had learned. She saw they still struggled with anger and bitterness and needed the same answers from God's Word, starting in Genesis. When we understand the ultimate source of our problem, that Adam's sin marred all of us, it is easier to understand that we need help from outside ourselves. And we can get that help in Christ. These women needed to hear more than just advice. Sue believed they needed to hear the many rich teachings of Scripture speaking directly to their brokenness so they could heal. Just talking about it doesn't heal them, like it didn't heal me. Searching out God's Word for myself is what actually healed me, Sue says. Eventually, she decided to write a Bible study, Binding Up the Brokenhearted, specifically for post-abortive women. Binding Up the Brokenhearted is a counselor-guided study that requires women to examine their hearts closely in the light of God's Word. The study focuses participants' minds on who God is and who we are. He is the Creator and Savior, and we are fallen sinners. Sue had struggled to understand how she could ever kill her own child. But a light bulb went on when she heard the truths of Genesis. "I did it because I was a sinner," she realized. As Sue ministered to women through her Bible study and God's grace and love brought healing into their lives, they wanted to help other women. So Sue developed a training program to equip women to disciple others dealing with the same guilt. Almost 30 years ago, her Bible study and training program became Healing Hearts Ministries. It not only ministers to women directly through online counseling, but also helps train women in churches who minister through Bible study and discipleship, motivated by God's grace and centered on the gospel. For many churches and pastors, abortion is a difficult issue. But Sue believes our churches are full of wounded people who can and must be helped. They have found forgiveness in Christ, but they have not yet experienced the healing available to them. Sue says, healing involves sanctification. It's a process. Christians are forgiven, but they can still be really broken and wounded. Healing Hearts strives to bridge that gap. God has forgiven, and He desires to heal all the emotional and physical scars from our sins, no matter how grievous. Abortion is sin, but when we repent, Jesus forgives completely, Sue says. Understanding that is when restoration and healing begins. For more information, visit healinghearts.org.
Is Genesis history? Invite your friends. Del Tackett's creation documentary, Is Genesis History?, comes to movie theaters nationwide for a one-night event, Thursday, February 23, 2017. Experts in geology, biology, astronomy, archaeology, and the Bible answer pressing questions about Genesis. Following the film, a panel of scientists and theologians will discuss Genesis's impact on Christians today. To purchase tickets online, go to isgenesishistory.com or to participating theater box offices. A complete list of theater locations is at fathomevents.com. Hawaii as you've never seen it before. When most people think of Hawaii, they think of relaxing on a sandy beach with leis around their necks. Off in the distance, surfers are hoping to catch the big wave, while the sun shares its warmth with everyone, creating the perfect vacation atmosphere. Mark and Allie Hodges think instead of the Creator. It wasn't always that way. For many years, the Hodgeses saw their island home through the lens of evolutionary biology. But in 2012, their worldview began to shift as they read carefully through Genesis. When we began reading through the Bible, we saw the ideas did not match our evolutionary training as scientists, Mark says. We realized Christians need to believe the whole Bible, so we asked God to give us a way to present to others the truth He had shown us. 2 years later, the Hodgeses started Hawaiian Creation Adventures to encourage visitors to trust the Bible's accuracy in all things, including science. The complete adventure is a 12-hour tour that starts on the island of Maui and follows the world-famous Road to Hana. Guests stop at waterfalls, beaches, and jungles along the way. The Hodgeses talk about the sites in the context of Scripture, specifically Romans chapter 1, verse 20, which says, "For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Through this verse, we ask our guests about the rainforest and what they're seeing, Mark explains. We are challenging them to see that invisible principles organize the physical world. Mark and Allie have found that the van and hiking tours they offer attract people from many different countries and religious backgrounds. Each adventure is led by a professional biologist, and guests can book online. As Mark and Allie faithfully proclaim the truth to their visitors, they have the opportunity to spread the gospel far beyond the shores of Hawaii. We may see Hawaii simply as a vacation destination, but the Hodgeses see much more. Through the lens of the truth in Genesis, they see God revealing Himself daily in His creation. For more information, visit HawaiianCreationAdventures.com.
Let's talk. Answers isn't intended merely to excite the mind, but to get people talking. Creation matters. Here are some important questions covered in this issue to discuss with family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. Page 15, All in the Family. Today, most Western cultures strongly denounce racism, at least on the surface. Yet many of us still respond in racist ways, albeit subconsciously. For instance, how do you feel when you see a child who has a very different skin shade from his adoptive parents? Does Genesis provide the antidote? Page 29. Finally, a really Earth-like planet? Media are trumpeting an Earth-like planet that supposedly could support life. But what are they leaving out? Yes, the planet is the right distance from its star for liquid water, but many other factors, such as its locked orbit, which keeps temperatures too high or too low, still make life impossible. Page 54, Layers of Assumptions. Some Christians have joined the same side as atheists, who argue that evidence for an old Earth is unquestionable, given tree rings and ice cores. But is the evidence really so airtight? In reality, scientists don't simply count individual rings or layers. Instead, they rely on unverifiable, circular reasoning. Page 72, Unhindered Gospel. With the legalization of same-sex marriage in many countries, sexual orientation comes up often, and people have strong feelings on both sides of the issue. Does the Bible provide a perspective that avoids antagonism but still honors the truth and changes lives? Absolutely. And it begins in Genesis.